WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 284, Reliving as we exit Epcot. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we relive our exiting from Epcot from almost the furthest point from the gate, enjoying the music and the lights all the way. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. Is anyone else loving this fall weather? Here in Kentucky, in the middle of the United States, the weather has been perfect. Mornings are cool. Afternoons warm up to that perfect 75 degrees or so. It's kind of like it was for us in Florida on our last trip in December. Man, I want to go back so bad. Even when you're at the end of your day in the park and have to make it back to your hotel, it's still so magical. Coincidentally, that's what today's memory is all about. Today, we are at the end of our adventures in Epcot on a beautiful Sunday in December of 2021. Night has arrived, the countries are illuminated so beautifully, it's that perfectly magical Florida winter's evening in Epcot. If you remember from Memory 283, we got to experience the celebration party that is the Harmonious Fireworks Show. If you remember, we had gotten some crepes, but hadn't had time to eat them yet. I was actually holding them throughout most of the show. So we'll find a bench behind us in the Esplanade between the France and Morocco pavilions, and begin to dig in and enjoy the post-fireworks show music playing on a very nearby speaker. The crepes were okay. We've definitely had better, but I'll be honest, you know, maybe they were better when they were fresh, you know, not 20 minutes old. Once we finish, we don't hop up quite yet because the crowds are still heavy and they are packed into that narrow walkway created through the construction going on all around Spaceship Earth. So, after a little bit, we'll begin our trek around past the France, UK, and Canada pavilions and stop by the Christmas tree for a minute to look more closely at some of the ornaments. Susie had spotted earlier one that had looked like the old Illuminations globe, so I had to see that one. We'll then continue on through the construction walls under Spaceship Earth, again admiring its lights on the updates, and finally out of the gates and into the parking lot. If you stick around to the very end, though, you might just hear what park will be up for our family next. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I would suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now that you have your headphones on, join me as we get to relive when my family wrapped up our day at Epcot.
It's okay, just push it. Take your time. Especially with all of the stuff that's on the other side. Enjoy the music and enjoy the light standing.
Do you want your sweatshirt?
Yes. Do you want yours? Get another 1,200 before we leave. All right, let's go. Thank you. 1534. Something. I don't know. Yes. Yeah, there's some, one of these, this Yukon must sell something fishy. I think you can go left, but let's go to the, I'd like to go to the tree. Yeah. So these are some of the 50th celebration things you'll find. There's an Olaf one over there.
No,
see the size of that bell? So where's the one you said?
They're kind of hard to see because they're not.
Oh, okay. You're going to have to put it. Oh, I see it now.
Yeah. They're there. I don't see them. Come
here. See some of those kind of globes? So, I was trying to evaluate what this show is. So, in the previous incarnations of Illuminations, it's very highbrow orchestra, very mature sort of. This is a party. And if you treat this as a party, like the group of young people that were dancing in front of us, this is a fantastic fireworks show for them. It's nothing but like dance, Disney music, and fun stuff. Now, that said, it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It definitely does not translate on TV or whatever that was, the stream that we got to watch. I'm going to go straight, yes. In the... Give me 1 second. Same bulbs as that. Here comes a monorail. Actually, so interestingly, they went backwards with the plaza. They actually took it back to the old acrylic centerpiece over here. This acrylic centerpiece on the fountain wasn't there up until about 3 months ago. And all the old flags of the original Epcot pavilions were just added as well, and they brought in new lighting to the pavilion, and so, or to this area, to kind of make it feel very retro, back to the original. What? You don't want to. These are such, yeah. Well, that's why you put a flash on it like they did. Yes. I'm done. Somebody carry me. Now this is a maze. We gotta get to the other side of the tree line and then all the way to the end of the section. About where that flashing light is, I think. So at least tomorrow, Hollywood Studios. It's a much smaller park. Monorail. Whee! Look at that. I love those lights underneath.
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they are released. Also, if you want to find more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my wdw-memories.net website. In addition to links to subscribe, you'll find things like show notes with pictures of this memory. You'll also find links to watch this on YouTube or view photos on Google and Instagram and connect with me on social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. If you like what you've heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. Every donation gets put back into the podcast, and you'll help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting the show for years to come. Finally, the easiest thing you can do is to help me spread the word about the show. If you like what you've heard, a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen will help others like you who might be looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home find our show. Or if you could tell a friend or share that you've been listening, share a link to the show on social media. Maybe that virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this memory, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple of weeks or sooner for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it? Let's have a hand for ourselves.
Bye.
You can say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.